Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God Cares About You. Now this is based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 31 to 34. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And it came to pass in the 13th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 5th and 12th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments. And he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for this diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion unto the day of his death, all the days of his life. No matter how far we have wandered from our Heavenly Father, the Bible reminds us that He is merciful and will always do everything in His power to demonstrate to us that He cares. It is very important for us to realize that no matter whatever situation God may allow us to be placed in, that He never stops caring about us because He loves us with an everlasting love. It is also important for us to realize that even though God may allow his disobedient people to be punished in order to help them realize the state of their apostasy, one day God may choose to release some of these individuals from their period of bondage and give them a period of relief before their death. It is important for us to note that even though God may not release every single individual from their periods of oppression, He always cares about every single individual who was created in His image. While sitting in prison during his time of captivity in Babylon, Jehoiakim, children of king of Judah, was one of the individuals who experienced the care of God in a tangible way. We just read verses 31 to 34 of Jeremiah chapter 52, which outlined what God did for Jehoiakim while he was in prison or under the Babylonian captivity. Do you see what the Lord did for King Judah of Judah? What an awesome God we serve. Even though the king of Judah deserved to remain in prison until his death, the Lord moved upon the heart of evil Merodach, the king of Babylon, to release this child of the king of the Lord and to ensure that he had enough food to eat unto the rest of his life. What a wonderful God we serve. Today, God wants to remind us that he has the power to impress on the minds of those who have us under oppression to release us from that negative situation. God has the power to use our enemies to provide us with the food that we need to sustain our lives until death. This is why the Bible reminds us that God will take care of his children even when they have found themselves under the other side of the law. Today the Lord is reminding us that whenever we find ourselves under the crushing weight of oppression, he has power to deliver us. Now, Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, that though the night of affliction be very long, yet we must not despair, but the day may draw or dawn at last. Jehoiachin was 37 years old, a prisoner, in confinement, in contempt, ever since he was 18 years old, in which time we may suppose him so injured to captivity that he had forgotten the sweets of liberty, or rather, that after so long an imprisonment, it would be doubly welcome to him. Let those whose affliction have been lengthened out encourage themselves with this instance. The vision will at the end speak comfortably, and therefore wait for it. Number two, that God can make his people to find favor in the eyes of those that are their oppressors, and uncountably turn their hearts to pity them, according to that word. He made them to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. He can bring those that have spoken roughly to speak kindly, and those to feed his people that have fed upon them. Those, therefore, that are under oppression will find that it is not in vain to hope and quietly to wait for the salvation of the Lord. Therefore, our times are in God's hand, because the hearts of all we deal with are so. End of quote. I pray that those of us who find ourselves under the oppression of others will be patient and wait on the Lord to release us from that situation. I pray that all of us who find ourselves in this situation will remember that God cares about us, and the current circumstances of our life is not an indication of the extent of that care. Let us continue to surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can help us to wait patiently on Him to deliver us, and to recognize that no matter the outcome of our situation, that He cares for us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that you care for us. No matter what we find ourselves in, situation that is, no matter the circumstances of life, you always care for us. Thank you for caring, we pray, through Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.